I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So I was writing the episode descriptions for last week, and I was talking about Kaiyuki, right?
Don't know her.
And I was referring to our podcast, our Vocaloid today, Hiyama Kiyoteru.
Yes.
And I called him the senpai of Vocaloid, which did lead me to wonder the question, have you ever unironically called someone senpai? I don't mean in like the cool respect way that you're meant to do it. I mean in like the awful weeb way you're like, oh, this is my artist senpai. Have you done that?
I've got to think on this one for a moment. I don't think I've ever actually done it. Like,
I feel I must have in high school.
See, that's hard for me to imagine because, like, if I, like, okay, don't take this the wrong way.
I'm excited, yeah.
But you were totally the senpai type.
I was the I may have referred to myself as senpai.
That's probably what happened.
And that's almost worse.
I never had no senpai. There was no senpai that could chain this rowdy fella down.
Calling yourself senpai is like calling yourself daddy.
Yes.
And that you shouldn't do it.
You should never do that, actually. Yeah. That's a crime and you will be arrested.
You know, I was doing karaoke one time with a group of friends and I was doing Santeria, where one of the lyrics is, Daddy's got a new 45. Did sing that. And as soon as I finished, one of our friends lent in, I think it was Pip, lent in and just went, don't ever call yourself daddy again.
They're right and they should say it.
But what if it's for karaoke?
Nah.
No?
You just don't say that word. Listeners, you just self-censor.
Listeners, please report in what you think is viable to do in karaoke and what is a step too far. I think daddy is totally appropriate.
I think it is not appropriate in any context. That's a forbidden word.
It's a forbidden word?
It's a forbidden word.
My five-year-old child, daddy, me, don't.
No.
No. Not like
you weren't
this.
There.
Not like this.
It's part of the cultural zeitgeist that our children won't understand. Like, we are the very specific age group that will only understand the true... Actually, no. You know what? This is a call out for my dad, because I don't think he ever let me call him daddy. I just had that memory come back.
That was just forbidden?
It was just a forbidden word.
Did you ever say daddy? And he went, don't.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Yep. He was like, no, don't call me that.
Woo! It is time to learn things about Harper's parents, folks.
Uh-oh. That just came back to me. My parents are good and lovely people.
What a good
fucking
day.
My dad just was far in touch with culture than I realized he was.
Hello and welcome to Rateloid. I am your host, Jonathan, and with me as always is my favorite arachnophobe, Harper.
God, I fucking hate spiders.
And you're valid for that. What have you been up to this week, Harper? Have we watched any anime? Played any games?
Good. Well, you know Stardew Valley got that update.
Oh, shit, yeah, you've been deep in there.
You know I only play, like, three games.
Stardew Valley, Pokemon, Minecraft.
That's it. If they ever make another Dishonored, I might touch that. But other than that, I've hit a wall with Pokemon as well. Mm. So now I only play two games.
Where are you up to in Pokemon?
So, like, I defeated Bidibidi.
Oh, yeah.
The white-haired one
in
the pink. Yeah. I defeated them, and then I started challenging all the gym leaders again, and I was just not vibing.
Oh, you're so valid.
So now I have to fight fucking...
BD again,
yeah. And, like, I'm just not vibing. I'm just not in the... I'm not
you,
in
you
the...
You're the headspace, I'm
I'm not in the battle space for it.
I got up to the final fight with against Leon.
Oh, yeah.
That's fucking challenging. I need to go grind for that. I'm cool to do.
I feel like I'm going to have to grind and come back.
Yeah.
And like, good idea. I need to be in the grind and headspace. And right 100%. Now, I'm more in the farming headspace.
Yeah, you're not feeling the grind. You're feeling the rind, as in...
The rind of those fresh oranges that I pluck from my tree. I feel the dirt beneath my feet. I feel the caviar within my pond.
I cannot thank you enough for finishing that for me because I had genuinely nothing. I said rind and went, what has rind? And I could think of nothing.
You know nothing about fruit.
I know some things about fruit.
Mm-hmm.
They got seeds.
Okay, yeah, that's actually one of the defining staples of a fruit, that they do have seeds in them.
Yeah.
Anyway, Stardew Valley, good, yep. Because the creator just keeps coming out with, like, consistently good updates. Like
good content.
With content in them. Like, yeah. I'm playing through, I'm doing shit, and I keep finding new things. Like, this is a meaty update.
It's a hefty boy.
It's a hefty boy, and I'm loving it. Fucking I'm loving yeah. it.
Excellent, that's good shit. Yeah. That's what you desire.
Yeah.
I have been watching No Gundam this week, surprisingly. I'm on a Gundam hiatus, just haven't felt the vibe, you know?
Are you okay?
Oh, thank you for asking. We actually did watch an Akira Kurosawa film.
We did, Yojimbo.
Yeah, Yojimbo's
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
It's just a good as hell movie.
That was just a good movie. It's very interesting. Love to the pacing. I can see how it was so big with like its the way it did its frames and its shots. Yeah. Really defining for the genre and just movies in general.
And you can see so many of its tropes turning up in like spaghetti westerns, right?
Exactly.
And even current day westerns, because they draw heavily on spaghetti westerns, which draw heavily on Kurosawa. Like
Exactly. It all comes back.
All comes back to Kurosawa.
It's all come back. I'm sure he's not the first person who did samurai movies.
No,
though.
But he kind of like...
He popularized them.
Yeah, he became like... The guy.
The...
He's known for it.
Oh, totally.
He's known for making good movies. That's a pretty good one. I think we should start talking about Vocaloid, I guess. Today, my friends, we are going to be talking about Hiyama Kiyoteru, and I will say it one more time. He is the senpai of Vocaloid.
Don't ever say that ever.
I will say it all I like. Some background on Kiyoteru. So he was made alongside Kaiyuki. And he was made to be the teacher to her fourth grade student, which I think is actually really sweet. I like the pre-set up relationship. I like how much that tells you about them already. I think it's pretty good.
Me too.
His surname comes from his provider, who is Kiyoshi Hiyama. And he sort of has two modes. He has main version Hiyama Kiyoteru.
He's a nerd.
He is big nerd. Just absolute fucking dork over here. Especially in his V2 version, but we'll get into that.
He's such a lame ass.
And then we have his rock band Ice Mountain, where he goes by the name of Ice Teru.
See, like, here's where I have to ask the question: would he be a rock type gym leader or an ice type gym leader?
Ice, 100% ice.
Okay, fair.
Because he's got that cool personality.
But only, and I'd like to point this out here. Only when he takes off his glasses.
That's a good point. So we should get into the look. And into the personality.
Yes.
Before we get too ahead of ourselves. Boy howdy, we're punchy today.
God, we're punchy.
So basically, there's the V2 one, where he is the most teacher-ass teacher in the fucking world.
He looks so bland and boring. It looks like he's about to walk up to me and set down my accounting duties for the day and tell me that, like, I don't know, to go grab him a coffee.
Yeah, he's wearing a suit, a blue tie... Maybe headphones, I think, is what he's got on. No, it's Bluetooth headset.
He's a nerd, and he probably has that kind of nerd, snivelly voice.
He's wearing, like, a nice little, a very subtle wristwatch.
He is.
And is holding some kind of filing document. Basically, he's big nerd. And he's, like, not even one of the cool teachers that you had back in high school. He looks like the teacher who was a cop.
Well, no, see, he doesn't even look like a teacher. He looks like one of the secretaries for a teacher.
Oh, I see what you mean.
You know, like you'd be like, oh, I need to talk to my teacher about the grades.
He's a teacher's assistant.
And he'd be like, Miss Habitabah. Is not in on Mondays.
I like that you turned into the aeroplane dog there for a second. I am just a little dog.
For those who don't know what we're talking about, just look up aeroplane dog on YouTube.
It's a good dog.
It's a good.
That's all you need to know.
A little dash hound in a red plane.
On top of that, we have his V4 natural version, where he's like a dog.
Wait, hang on. Natural? Oh, I see. It is actually called natural.
That's what the wiki calls it. Where he's a dork, but like a stylish dork.
He's actually kind of a cute looking dork in
this
one.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
I appreciate the clashing patterns on the vest and the pants.
It's so bad. I love it. His boots are incredible.
His boots are valid. He has sense of style, but only in shoes.
Yeah.
he look cute.
Yeah, he does. He does 100%. He does look like the cutesy anime teacher.
He does. He does.
And
like,
that's valid.
He'd be like a student teacher.
He is a student teacher.
100%. He's a student teacher or a tutor.
Yeah.
Both are valid.
It makes a lot of sense. And then we have his rock version, which is big sexy. Rock version has good strappy boots, skin tight jeans, a button down striped shirt, but like subtle stripes, and
he
a long jacket.
He does have the pinstripes.
He does, that's the word, pinstripes. Thank you.
Yes. And the red jacket with the buckles on the sleeve.
Oh, and the, around the neck as well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's what that is. Yeah, with the popped up collar. Yeah, he's so edgy.
So here's a fun fact about me, folks. I fucking love long jackets. I think I own like 5 separate distinct extra coats that I cannot wear because I live in Brisbane, Australia,
where
the humidity is 90% on a good day.
Where we almost fucking pass out if you work outside.
Yeah, basically.
And also, the first time I met you, actually, you were in one of those jackets.
I was wearing one of those jackets.
Yeah.
It was my big pirate one.
Yeah, it was. It was.
So basically, what that means is I fucking love this design. It's so, like, the most stereotypical, I'm in a rock band.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's just so my vibe.
Is that, do you think it has, like, subtle Visual K vibes?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Is that what, like, is the rock look? Because there's the rock look and then there's the Visual K rock look.
I'd say it's not quite extra enough for the Visual K look.
Okay.
Like, there's a lot of, like, Western metal bands that I would say that have that kind of style, if that makes sense. Actually, I take that back completely. But like, so I'm looking at Visual K, and Visual K is like very fun, like lots of embroidery, lots of extra shit on there.
That's true. This one's
a lot
way
of pirate
more
coats.
Like basic. A lot of pirate coats though, and I would say that's a pirate coat.
I don't think it's got enough buttons.
Controversial take. Would a pirate ever button their jacket?
No,
though?
But they need to have the buttons.
For what? Oh, I know. Because when another pirate shoots at them, the button deflects the bullet.
Exactly, it's armor. But like, if I just Google pirate coat and show you the image results.
Yeah, that's a lot of buttons and buckles, ain't it?
I love embroidery.
Pirates were truly just out there being extra, saying, I'm going to have like 16 buttons and not use any of them.
You got to respect it, frankly. The end of the day, though, is that I actually kind of like all this guy's looks. Like, even his fucking terrible nerdy teacher one.
No, I
he's
hate
a teacher,
that one.
But, like, he's a teacher.
Yeah, no, but he does... Okay, so I look at that one, and I don't think teacher. I think businessman. Mm. I think it's bad for what they were going for.
And he's not a businessman.
He's
a
teacher.
Business man. There's my Jay-Z reference for you. I think it's a business. I think it's a Jay-Z.
His business would be tutoring, and even then, he doesn't look like a tutor business. He just looks like he's... about to walk down the street and pick up 6 coffees and take them back to his boss who doesn't even care.
Yeah, it's okay, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
He's not even like fake trendy enough to be
exactly
a teacher. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. That's my hot take. But the other two, version 4, both good.
I just need to correct my Oh no, it is Jay-Z line. We're fine. Never mind. I thought it was Kanye West for a second, but it's part of a Kanye West song sung by Jay-Z. Just saying. Yeah. A feature. Yeah, like overall though, are you mostly positive, do you reckon?
Only on the version 4.
I'll put it mixed.
Yeah.
Mixed to positive. Because, like, I think the nerdiness is valid for the look.
Totally,
as boring as it is. And I think the V4 ones are just fucking good.
V4 ones are just good. Like, I do just appreciate that.
Those like, conflicting patterns are just... Mm.
They're just drawn nicely, too. Like, I love the movement in it. It's very typical anime-esque movement and arcs within the art style, but I still really like
that. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
So we'll leave that as positive to mixed. Or mixed to positive,
absolutely.
I should say. Which means we're moving on to personality.
Oh, I've got some things to say about personality.
Can I just read a quote?
Absolutely.
Although he's described as a good-natured, a little bit shy and friendly individual, he assumes a more daring and cool personality when he removes his glasses, which is fucking great. That's such a good gimmick.
It just leads me to think that what would happen if he, like, gets them knocked off his face in one of those anime movements while he's like trying to be a teacher. Does he suddenly take on his rock persona?
Yes.
What if he gets something on his glasses and he takes them off and he cleans them and then he becomes his rock persona?
Yes, it's kind of like Dragon Ball Z with Launch.
Yeah, lost me there.
It's not Launch I'm thinking of. There's a character who sneezes and changes personality.
God. I really like... Okay, I was thinking about this before, but Dragon Ball has 2 kinds of like design styles.
Mm.
And, like, I really like the soft, like, really round style.
Yeah.
But I'm also impressed that the artist can also do the really intense, like, dark.
Yeah.
Like
the focused anime character.
Focused anime character look. And I think that's just really cool that he can do those two different styles and make them work and look well together.
Yeah. Do you reckon Hiyama Kiyotaro changes from round to edgy when he takes off the glasses?
Absolutely.
He suddenly gets more detail added to his face.
Yes, yeah, yes. He gets the JoJo lines.
God, he gets the JoJo lines. the other thing I was going to add to his personality, just real quick, is that he's good at mathematics, which means he's a nerd.
also, yeah, no. Already established nerd, he has a list of his favorite microphones.
Are you kidding me?
I found that out. That this is true facts. This
he's
is true
a sound
facts.
Tech nerd.
He is a sound tech and mathematics nerd. I'm going to say this for all mathematics fans out there. It's so, like, people will say, like, this to me. I've had people say this to me before. It's like, it's really sad, but I actually quite like maths. I'm like, how is that fucking sad? Boy, I wish I could like maths. Maths is such a good thing to like.
Yeah, it's actually a very helpful skill.
So while we're saying this guy's a fucking nerd and ragging on him, it's just because we're jock goth fools.
I've never been a jock once in my life.
I'm neither jock nor goth. I'm just baby.
You're
please
punk,
help.
Punk baby.
Punk baby.
Punk baby.
Punk baby.
Punk bub.
And I do have just one other thing to throw into the mix here that I found was very interesting. He was raised by a Catholic priest.
Yes.
I just think that's very interesting, which I like to imagine meant that, like, as he started getting into rock, he took on this really edgy, like, almost hardcore atheist phase.
Yo.
And I think his dad was just sort of like, you know what? This is you. You go have this. And he's like, no, Dad, you don't understand.
But what if, like, then as he learns to embrace himself more and, like, not be so rebellious, he then incorporates, like, Catholic aesthetics and theming into his music? And that's how you end up with, like, Ice Mountain doing, like, kind of metalish sort of organ tracks.
That's 100% it. That's 100%
boom.
It. That is character development.
Yeah.
This Vocaloid has character development?
It's genuinely shocking. This is the most character out of any Vocaloid we've had so far.
Though it is sad to say that he was, like, out of the three Vocaloids that this particular company bought out.
Yeah, AH Software.
AH Software. He was the least popular.
Yeah, and it's actually a real shame because his voice is good.
I have opinions on his voice, which we will get to.
Okay.
It's not bad.
Okay.
It's not bad. But,
I mean, I think that's a good segue for us. Are you positive on personality?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy with it.
Take us to the voice zone, baby.
That's my voice song.
You're a singer. Sing actual song.
No.
That's so valid. I did exactly what other people do, where it's like, oh, you're an artist? Draw me.
Yeah, you have no idea how much it happens as a singer as well.
Oh, no, I imagine it happens more because you don't need, like, a pencil and paper there. You have your voice. They're like, oh, you're a singer? Sing something.
Sing for us. So sing for me, my angel of music.
Let
and I'm
me
like,
judge
huh?
your abilities here right on the spot.
I would rather have a chance to prepare myself, bring my own accompaniment. I don't want to just be like, here's a jazz song with no piano.
Here's Wonderwall.
Oh, Jesus. okay, our first song today is from me, and I think it is called Color Palette. I think.
Why do you think that?
Because the YouTube video is in Japanese, and I forgot to translate it.
Palette.
Thank you. I have what it's called in, like, when you take the Japanese words and put it into English lettering.
Oh, the Romaji?
Yeah, thank you, Romaji. Namida no Dokeshi.
If anyone knows actual Japanese and is not complete fools like us, let us know.
It's Google translated it and it says Namida Clown.
That's a boppy tune.
It is actually a lot of good fun.
That's a fun tune. I think it works well for his voice.
Yeah, it seriously does. So here's a thing about his voice. It's like, it feels precise.
Oof, that hit me.
Like, there is a fineness to the voice in that it's like, it is not a big extra sound. It does not have, like, a lot of depth to it.
No.
But it hits the notes. It hits them in a very nice manner. And I'd say it's quite precise on words.
Yes. It's very precise, which makes sense for his very, like, focused personality.
Yeah.
So of course he'd be trained in that way to hit those notes precisely.
And it really surprised me that he wasn't that popular because I think it's a great voice bank.
He is actually really good. Like, I will say things later and yeah, no, but he is good.
Yeah, overall, I actually don't have that much like critique to do. I think it's just a nice voice.
No, I agree. And like what I'm going to say isn't a critique. I'm just going to say it.
Yeah.
Because like when I look him up on YouTube, one of the first things that comes up is Hiyama and Kaito.
Yes.
And I did have to listen to them.
He's a better Kaito, isn't he?
He's a better Kaito. He's just, they took Kaito and they went, how do we make this twink better?
What if we improved him?
He is just better Kaito.
He's better Kaito.
He's just better Kaito.
That's just how it is. So let's hear your song.
I chose a very edgy song. What's I think it called? Takes more on of his rock sort of vibe.
Oh yeah, it's Ice Mountain singing today.
Yeah.
I like it.
He's Ice Mountain and all his name means is Ice Mountain.
Yep.
And his band is called Ice Mountain.
I fucking love it. What a good character.
But the song's called Under the Darkness.
Under the Darkness. Folks, not only is this guy precise, he's diverse.
He's diverse.
He can do that rock music, he can do that pop music, he can do anything you want music.
He's a well-trained boy.
Yeah.
This boy, he can do shit.
He can do shit.
Like, yeah, no, it just, again, it surprises me that he was the least popular.
Seriously, it was him, Kaiyuki, and who was the third one? It was Miki. Miki was the other one. It's so, AH Software made three fucking incredible voices in a row.
Yeah, exactly. And I can see why Miki was more popular.
Yeah. I mean, Miki appeals to a certain group of the audience more.
Yeah. Right? She cute.
Yeah, she is. She's nice.
So yes. So that is the voice.
That is the voice.
But better than that one TV show we have here in Australia. Actually, no, I think lots of places have it now.
Yeah, the voice is quite everywhere.
That's wild. If y'all watch that, I don't know, tell me if you like it or not. Yeah, I'd never watched it. That's never interested kind of me.
Is it, you know, those ranking shows aren't my sort of thing. I don't like it.
Ranking shows aren't your sort of thing, huh?
Yeah. Popularity shows is what I meant to say. Ranking shows I fucking love. I love everything
sure
I do.
Hope yeah. you do.
Yeah, it's good. We have to do some rating.
Let's rank, rate, and review.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That means first comparison.
First comparison.
Kiyoteru. Sorry, yeah, Hiyama Kiyoteru versus Kaito.
Hiyama Kiyoteru.
Just in every way?
We've already said he's better Kaito. Better. Yeah, better that Kaito.
That is very true. Okay. In which case, that means it is up against Kamui Gakpo.
Ooh. Okay.
Look. Gakpo is all around an incredible look.
That's true. In both versions, I do like his look.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but V2 lets you down. Well,
V2 does let you down. This is the unfortunate shame of what we live in. Personality. Let's go personality. I like Kiyoteru. He's a rock star, but like nicer.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And then voice.
I prefer Kiyoteru.
You prefer Kiyoteru?
I prefer Kiyoteru.
I think I'm with you.
Whoa!
I think I like that preciseness.
Yeah, me too.
Upsets are happening today in Vocaloid world.
The Vocaloid community is being turned on its head. Get lit, fam.
Oh, Jesus. Save me. The preciseness of the voice. It sounds really nice.
Can I just say one thing?
Please.
Kiyoteru looked at Gakpo and went, okay, boomer.
Oh, Jesus, fuck. Gakt is a boomer, is the shame.
Gakt's a boomer.
I got a coin flip now. Gumi.
Oh, no.
I think...
Okay, let's break it down because I need to distance myself from my just utter love of Gumi.
Look, it goes to Gumi for me.
Yes!
V2, again, it keeps letting him down.
Yeah, that's true.
It goes to on personality, Gumi was just mostly like happy, bubbly personality.
Yeah.
Kiyotaro has the depth there.
Kiyotaro has character development.
The voice.
Okay. So I will refer back to my classic, yeah. which is think of 15-year-old me. Which one would I prefer to listen to? Yeah. Gumi, every time.
Yeah, it's Gumi.
So it's Gumi for me.
I am going to quickly re-listen to a Gumi song.
No, you won't.
Yes, I will.
Good.
I can't have recency bias.
That's true. Recency bias is real.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. You know what song for Gumi I had?
What? Echo? Gumi does have Echo.
Gumi does have Echo, and I think that means Gumi wins.
Yes!
Which now means, in our last ranking...
Yes.
Rin, and I'm reading them. I'm reading them off the page. It is Kiyotaro versus Rin and Len.
Ooh. Okay, so design-wise, I am partial to the...
Twins?
Digital idol-looking twins, because that suits what they're meant to be.
Absolutely. And again, V2 is going to hold them back.
V2, always going to hold them back. Yeah. Personality, Kiyotaro has more personality.
Yeah, and he has a good depth and a good gimmick.
Yeah. Voice-wise...
I like Kiyotaro more.
I like Kiyotaro more. He's more precise, and he's... Yeah.
There is a fineness to his voice, right?
There's a fineness to his voice.
It is like... It is nice to listen to.
Yeah, 100%.
Which means that the new number two Vocaloid of time is Hiyama Kiyotaro.
No way! I would never have thought this.
Upsets are happening. Yeah, no, I looked at that design coming up. I'm like, oh, this is going to suck. This is going to be great.
No, because I never listened to him in my Vocaloid days. Mm. Like, I had not heard of him before now.
Y'all been sleeping on this guy.
You've been sleeping on this boy.
He's fucking fantastic.
Oh my gosh.
Which, in that case, means we are done for the week.
Yes, we are.
So.
If you want to find more of our stuff, you can head over to LloydRate at Twitter.
And
rate-a-lloyd
on Tumblr.com.
Check out more podcasts on That's Not Canon podcast. That's Not Canon Productions.
Yeah, we have a website. Zane, who is the person who lets us record this, is an absolute hero. Makes a whole bunch of amazing stuff.
Brilliant.
You can review us on your podcast apps. It'd actually be really good if you did.
That'd be so dope.
You can follow me on Twitter.
Yes.
At Pirate Killjoy.
Yeah, and you can follow me on Twitter at HarpsMonty.
Feel free to send us messages on how wrong we are about Hiyama Kiyotaro and why Lin and Ren... Rin
and why and Gumi is the best Vocaloid ever.
This. Rin and Len. It's not on purpose, I swear, folks. And then join us next week.
Oh, the Len stands are going to have something to say.
Yeah.
Also, I keep seeing this meme around where it's like, I don't understand this. Maybe one of y'all can explain it to me. Hit me up on the Twitters.
Yeah.
But Len hasn't died enough this year?
I don't know what that means.
I don't know either.
I'm worried.
Someone please explain it to me.
And on that note, join us next week where we will be reviewing Big Al.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.